Carson, the bullpen obviously didn't do the job. What happened with Ramirez especially? Because it seemed like he couldn't throw strikes.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just one of those things. It was I didn't have a good feel for his changeup or slider today. Coming from Colorado, coming here, got in late. I mean, there's no excuse, but just tonight. Well, tonight wasn't the night.
Zachary Cannon.
Carson, had you caught Mejia much in spring? And just what did you know about him coming into the start? And what did you think of how he performed?
I think I've only caught him maybe one time before. But we did our homework, talked to him a lot about what he'd done in Reno and, some of the things he likes to do. And, he threw the ball well for us. He kept us in that game and definitely put us in a position to go win it.
How would you describe his stuff?
I would say, he's got good command of four pitches. I think five. He understands the game, understands what he wants to do, stuck with the game plan, executed when he needed to and made good pitches.
Craig Fooey.
Hey, Carson, how frustrating are these late game collapses for you guys?
You never want to have those. And that's something that, it stinks flat out. It's going to happen over a course of 162. But the beauty of it is, we get an opportunity to go in tomorrow. So, tough one to swallow, but definitely something we're going to have to continue to move on from.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Carson, you being a catcher, I know you're sympathetic to how hard it can be for the plate umpire to see things sometimes back there. Having said that, the play where the ball was fair and he called it foul, that was by his feet there, given that you're blocking his view, do you feel that play should be reviewable?
Oh, I didn't even know. I thought it had hit him. I didn't know it didn't hit him, huh? Wow. I did not know. I didn't know that. Oh.
Jack Summers.
Back to Humberto. Just from watching on TV, it seemed like his fastball had a lot of late life, a lot of late movement. Is that how you would describe it as well?
Yeah, I would. I mean, he's got a four seam and a two seam, and he understands what he needs to do on both of those and can execute. I think it was this was his season debut, so maybe a little bit of jitters, but not too bad. He he did a tremendous job for us and gave us a chance to win.
Nick Porcaro.
Carson, what stood out about his secondary stuff to you? What did you think was his best secondary pitch?
I would say his changeup and his slider. I think those two are a good mix for him. He's got a good feel for him and understands what he wants to do. And, that's something when guys get called up, they're not everybody's a deer in headlights, but he understands what he wants to do and what he does well. And that's something, we're looking for. And, it's definitely something that's going to help us down the road.
You got that sense from him pregame, even just that he had a good feel for his repertoire and how it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. When they're confident and hey, I really like my slider. They really like my changeup, and then seeing it, and then that reaffirms it. It's awesome. So I think he did a great job for us today.
Anything else for Carson? Thank you, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Carson. Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, Carson.
Thank you.
Victoria next. Everybody, we're ready to go. Tori, please raise your hand, and I will call on you. We go, Zach Buchanan. Go ahead, Zach.
Tori, what did you think of Mejia?
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. I know it's his second opportunity to pitch at the big league level, but he was composed. He followed a game plan, made pitches when he had to. I sensed he felt like the last hitter that he faced was going to be his last hitter. Got after it, got a big out, got in the dugout with a chance to win a baseball game. So it was just about duplicating pitches, landing pitches at the right time in the right area. And it was a solid day for him.
Bill Ladson.
Obviously, your bullpen didn't do well, especially Ramirez. What happened with him? Because he couldn't throw any strikes.
Yeah, look, the back end of our bullpen needs to be better, and they're going to be the first group to tell you that. They're extremely accountable. And we just didn't get a jump done on that backside. So we gotta find a way to improve. Specifically on Noe, I think mechanically he's just a little off. He missed a little bit of time due to the COVID. And since his return, I just think he hasn't yet got himself back in sync. But that's what coaches are for. We're going to go out there tomorrow and teach him the best way we can and get a feel for where he's at and give him another opportunity to get back out there as soon as possible to start to duplicate pitches and land pitches in the right place.
How good was it to see your starter get a hit and help himself?
Yeah, you know, it's always exciting when you see youngsters come up from player development and do a good job and have the type of composure that Humberto did. And, you know, for him to get up and slam a double in the right center field was just icing on the cake. And there was a lot of good things that he did, you know, on a comebacker to the pitcher, he ran the bases extremely well and scored an important run. Unfortunately, it just didn't hold up.
Kevin Thompson.
Story of the Hayes at bat in seventh, where he hit the ball near his feet that was ruled foul. It didn't actually hit him, and Carson right. couldn't even tell that it didn't hit him. Given right. how hard it is for the umpire to see that play, do you think that should be reviewable?
Oh, man, that's a good question. It is a play that currently is not reviewable. You know, there's things happen pretty fast in that batter's box and around home plate. Sometimes the umpire can't get a good view of it. So I think it's a continuous play situation. It's going to be a tough play to be reviewed. So I want to get plays right, whether they happen against us or for us. I just want to get plays right. So I know only two are currently reviewable at home plate, and that's a hit batter and catcher's interference. So maybe they'll add that to the arsenal. Who knows?
Tori, was it your understanding that the umpire, that Tripp Gibson, thought Hayes fouled it off himself?
That was my understanding, correct. I think that was motion he gave us, and that was the explanation that Carson heard.
Nick Pecoro?
Sorry, one thing that Carson was talking about with Mejia was just that it seemed like he had a good understanding of how his stuff worked, just kind of how to attack guys. Did you get a sense for him in that regard and you know, just whether he's a guy that seems to just know how to pitch better than someone his age?
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment. He knows where he's throwing the baseball. He knows the shape of his pitches. He knows how to execute. And you know, this is my first real good look at him. I know there were some outings in spring training, but he's got a tremendous amount of presence and composure, and you can see that play out on the mound.
Jack Summers?
Do you think there's a good chance we'll see him get another start over the weekend in Philadelphia?
We'll talk about that over the next 4 days. You know, he, along with several other young pitchers, have been coming up and doing a great job. Credit to them, credit to the teachers and player development. So we'll assess everything and figure out what the next steps are for.
Anything else for Tori? Thank you. Mejia will be in next.
Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Okay, we are good to go with Humberto Mejia. We also have Alex Arpiza to serve as the interpreter. So please raise your hand and I'll call on you. Go ahead, Zach.
Humberto, just how did you feel about your first start with this team?
Humberto, ¿cómo te sentiste hoy con tu debut con el equipo hoy?
Bueno, bastante contento con volver aquí a la Grande Liga. Bastante contento con que el equipo me haya dado la oportunidad de venir nuevamente aquí a la Grande Liga y de ahora en adelante seguir trabajando y seguir mejorando, ¿no?
Very happy to be able to get my debut with this team, my second opportunity in the big leagues. Very grateful for this team to give me the opportunity and just to continue to work and get better.
Hey, Pecoro.
How did you feel about the way you threw? What stood out positively and negatively?
¿Cómo te sentiste en tu actuación hoy? ¿Qué es lo que te funcionó y qué es lo que no te funcionó hoy negativamente?
Bueno, en verdad fui bastante positivo durante el juego. Me mantuve tirando strike. Creo que lo único negativo del juego de hoy fue que me metí mucho en conteo de 3 y 2 y es algo con lo que tengo que trabajar de ahora en adelante, tratar de atacar más a los bateadores, pero de verdad bastante positivo como me sentí hoy y cómo me fue hoy.
I felt very positive the way things went today. I was accumulating a lot of strikes. The only negative, the downside, was that I found myself in a lot of 3-2 counts, full counts. So that's something I need to work on, but positive throughout the whole outing.
Why do you think you were in so many 3-2 counts?
¿Por qué crees que te encontraste con varias cuentas de 3 y 2?
Bueno, creo que me puse a pelear mucho con los bateadores tratando de tirar el picheo perfecto y en verdad luego entendí que lo que tenía que hacer era tratar de atacarlos así fuera en 0 y 2 y tratar de terminarlo lo más rápido posible. Y creo que al principio estaba un poco muy tratando de ser muy perfecto y eso fue lo que me metió mucho en conteos de 3 y 2.
I think at times early on I was trying to be too perfect, throw the perfect pitch. Then later on I realized that I just need to attack the batters and not try to be perfect every time.
Bill Ladson.
What was it like to get your first big league hit? It was impressive.
¿Cómo se sintió conseguir tu primer hit como en tu carrera?
Bueno, ustedes saben que uno de chiquito uno fue bateador también, yo jugaba tercera base y de verdad para mí me sentí súper contento después que le conecté la pelota y vi que cayó, conseguí mi primer hit que fue un doble, de verdad súper contento y emocionado.
Well, as everyone knows, we all start off as hitters. I played third base when I was a kid and I was very happy to be able to get my first hit. It was a double and just extremely happy about it.
Zach Buchanan.
Thank you.
Roberto, compared to the first time you were in the big leagues last year, were there as many nerves this time around?
En comparación de la primera vez que llegaste a las grandes ligas, esta vez tuviste un poco más de nervios, la diferencia.
Bueno, saben que el año pasado no habían fanáticos y fue una de las cosas con las que hablé con mi familia de que este año iba a haber fanáticos, de que se me iba a poner nervioso, pero en verdad creo que me mentalicé mucho en entrar al juego y enfocarme solamente en el catcher, el bateador y yo. Y eso fue lo que hice, en verdad no me sentí nervioso, me sentí súper bien y creo que no me afectó mucho.
As we all know, last year there was no fans. So when I came in this year, I focused on pretty much being just me and the catcher and myself. And I didn't feel too nervous at all.
Hey, Percaro.
How much did you feel like that experience last year helped you today? Like you mentioned, without fans, was it just a completely different thing? Was it almost like making your major league debut a second time?
Se sintió quizás de ahora volver a hacer tu debut por segunda vez comparado a lo que sucedió el año pasado.
Bueno, sabe que el año pasado yo hice un brinco bastante grande que fue de clase A fuerte a Grandes Ligas. Al que no hubo fans, o sea, en parte me ayudó un poco a estar más tranquilo, porque quizás estaba un poquito joven, pero este año creo que viene más preparado, más enfocado y creo que, como lo dije, me enfoqué más entre el catcher y yo y eso fue lo que fui a hacer, a batallar y a tratar de tirar un buen juego.
As many would know, last year I made a big leap. I went from single A to the big leagues. So I was probably a little younger last year. This year, I came in more focused. Like I mentioned, I was just focused on the catcher and myself and trying to pitch a good game.
Jack Summers.
Humberto, congratulations, first of all. Your coaches in the minor leagues, they talked about how strong-minded you were to come back from a rough start and then have, you know, many good starts after that. And today, you showed again, you know, maturity and poise, even the way you're answering questions today. So what's the source of this calm and maturity for you?
Humberto, tus coaches en las ligas menores han comentado de tu madurez, de tu cambio, de tu desarrollo comparado del pasado. ¿De dónde surge, de dónde sale esa nueva madurez que estás demostrando? Inclusive ahorita con tu entrevista te escuchas más maduro y todo.
Bueno, la verdad, con los coaches que tuve en AAA no hace mucho, trabajé mucho también lo que fue la mente, porque cuando llegué a AAA, mis primeros juegos no fueron los mejores. Luego, más que todo, traté de mantenerme enfocado y seguir trabajando, de que sabía, yo siempre sé el talento que tengo y de verdad hice tremendo ajuste durante el tiempo que estuve en AAA, me fui adaptando a la liga y creo que hice tremendo ajuste, ¿no?
I think I made tremendous adjustments. Thanks in part. Credit to my coaches down there in AAA in Reno. I also really focused on the mental aspect of it. I know I didn't have the best starts, struggled a little bit, but I made those adjustments and then that's what I was able to work on is those tremendous adjustments.
Jake Nick Porcaro.
Looking back on last year, do you feel like you were ready for the big leagues? And how do you kind of compare yourself now as a pitcher today compared to a year ago?
Recordando el año pasado, ¿tú crees que estabas listo para las grandes ligas? Y ahora en comparación, ¿cómo te comparas hoy comparado al año pasado?
Bueno, puedo decir que el año pasado, cuando me dieron la oportunidad de debutar en grandes ligas, sabes que todo el sueño de uno como joven es lanzar algún juego algún día en grandes ligas. Y cuando me dieron la oportunidad, quizás estaba un poco joven, quizás era un poco inmaduro, pero en verdad creo claro que me sentía listo de competir. Sé que sé lo que puedo hacer yo aquí, puedo demostrarlo. Y de verdad, ahora que me dieron esta oportunidad, creo que estoy un poquito más listo que el año pasado, porque obviamente he estado pichando en ligas menores y ahora me sentí un poco más tranquilo y más seguro.
Perhaps last year a little bit young, a little bit immature. Like every young pitcher, your dream is to pitch at the big leagues. At the time, I was focused and I knew that I was able to compete. But compared to last year, this year, I'm more mature. I'm more focused. I was able to get the work in the minor leagues. And that's the difference from last year to this year.
We'll go to Maria Alberto.
Hola, Humberto. Felicidades de estar de nuevo en el Big Show. Humberto, 23 de agosto de 2020 fue tu última salida en Grandes Ligas. Precisamente en agosto regresa una vez más. ¿Cómo puedes describir el proceso para estar en el montículo de Big Show?
Bueno, ¿sabes? Como lo dije, o sea, este año fue un poco, o sea, un poco mejor, por decirlo así, porque este año se pudo trabajar más en lo que fue la Liga Menores. O sea, sabe que uno cuando yo llegué aquí a Arizona, en cambio, yo dije que igual tenía que seguir trabajando porque mi meta es estar aquí, mantenerme, establecerme aquí. Y bueno, trabajé bastante fuerte en lo que fue cuando estuve en mi primer mes en AA, luego mi llamado a AAA. Creo, como lo dije, empecé un poco lento en AAA, pero luego pude hacer el ajuste y gracias a Dios estamos aquí de vuelta en el show y tratar de mantenernos aquí tratando de ayudar al equipo y tratar de hacer mi trabajo.
Any other questions? If not, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Humberto.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pac. Thanks, Alex.
Gracias, Humberto. Mucho gusto.
Gracias.
Buenas noches.